Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Climate change in focus at the COP29 Climate Summit in Azerbaijan. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democrat from Rhode Island, said,
"What everybody sees is obvious, and that is that the United States has suffered a climate setback with the recent election."
On Saturday, President-elect Trump announced that he's going to name Chris Wright as his nominee to lead the Department of Energy. Wright is chief of the world's second-largest fracking company, an outspoken critic of efforts to combat climate change. It was a night of combat sports for the president-elect. He attended a UFC fight in New York City alongside several government officials, including House Speaker Mike Johnson. President Biden met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Peru. She said China's ready to work with the next administration, but hinted they would challenge Trump's threatened tariffs. And Russia's targeting Ukraine's power infrastructure in one of its largest offensives in months. This is ABC.
Badgers lose to Oregon. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, Wisconsin battled, but lost to number one ranked Oregon 16-13. A 19-yard gain on third down in the fourth quarter was called back when a Badgers offensive lineman was charged with a chop block. A replay later on NBC showed it was a bad call. Head coach Luke Fickell.
I guess I don't know the definition of a chop block. It usually means you got to leave your feet in order to hit somebody low. But when you hit them in the waist, it doesn't seem to be a chop block. But nonetheless, you know, hey, you've got to find ways to overcome things, and we weren't able to do that tonight.
The Badgers have now lost three in a row. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Hornets 115-114. Giannis Antetokounmpo called for a foul in the final seconds, and after the game, the referees admitting there was no contact. Giannis asked for his reaction.
"Now, being in the league, this is my 12th year. Rule number one, don't give away your money. And rule number two, don't forget rule number one. So I'm not going to comment on that."
The Bucks host the Rockets tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Across the area today, expect quite a bit of sunshine as any remaining cloud cover moves out. Breezy west winds, highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, look for clear skies. Lows will drop back to the upper 20s to lower 30s. Rain chances coming our way Monday.
It's 42 at our studios.
Heckman Auction and Estate Sales presents the Mario Barbera Online Auction at 211 Maple Street in Hurley, Wisconsin. Online bidding is live now and ends on Sunday, November 17th at 7 p.m. Preview in person on Saturday, November 16th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Barbera Residence on Maple Street in Hurley. Nearly 300 lots, including slabbed coins, collectible currency, and two like-new mobility scooters. A four-wheel travel 1,000-watt scooter with just 7 miles and a Baja 300 scooter with 72. Visit Heckman Auction.com and download the free app, Heckman Auctions. Heck yeah.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
This week on Viewpoints.
The broccoli lobby isn't a very powerful political force, whereas the cattle lobby really is, and the sugar lobby really is.
How can researching food systems on Mars improve food production here on Earth? Then,
people are just as infatuated with lists as they ever were, if not more so, because we seem to be busier and busier, and lists make all the chaos kind of manageable.
Why do so many people love to write lists? I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Our new KFC three-piece original recipe tenders, fries, and comeback sauce are just $5. A deal so tasty, our competitors might consider switching sides.
So no one will recognize me if I say how much I love your 11 herbs and spices?
Nope, I added a filter to your voice.
Sounds like it's only on your voice.
No, it's on your voice. Wait.
Let the chicken tender battles begin. Try the new three-piece original recipe tenders, fries, and comeback sauce for $5. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Today, there are more than 8 billion people on Earth. Fast forward to 2050, and that number is expected to jump to 9.7 billion, according to estimates by the United Nations. Already, scientists are ringing the alarm bell about the growing challenges facing the agriculture industry. In many areas, this sector is already overburdened, leading to shortages and higher food prices. As a consequence, more people are going hungry. Today, global food insecurity affects about 824 million people. In the U.S., 18 million Americans can't afford enough safe and nutritious food. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. To meet these challenges head-on, food scientists like Lenore Newman are focused on creating new food production processes that are more sustainable and accessible. She notes that the current food production model is not built to handle the future demands of a larger population.
Really, we're in a bit of trouble on a few fronts, and notwithstanding wars and pandemics, we just really use too much of the Earth's capacity to produce food. About 40% of the Earth's land surface is used to produce food.
Newman is a food scientist and the director of the Food and Agriculture Institute at the University of the Fraser Valley in British Columbia, Canada. She says a large chunk of agricultural land is used to produce animal protein, which is extremely inefficient.
And we also produce a lot of carbohydrates, grains and pulses, and that takes up a lot of territory. And weirdly enough, we underproduce fruits and vegetables to the point people don't eat enough of them. And we know this. We know people would be healthier if they were eating more fruits and vegetables. And on Earth, it really breaks down to, in a lot of ways, the broccoli lobby isn't a very powerful political force, whereas the cattle lobby really is, and the sugar lobby really is. And so we kind of focus on the wrong things, and we know this is causing trouble to the planet's biosphere in terms of climate change and biodiversity loss. So we're not in great shape on Earth, and we know that, but we do have a lot of potential.
Newman is also the co-author of the book Dinner on Mars. She says that advances scientists are making in order for humans to one day exist on a planet like Mars can also be applied to improve the current food production model we have on Earth. She says in many ways we've been spoiled with our planet's bountiful ecosystems. On Mars, resources are much more limited, and humans will be forced to be extremely efficient. This means categories like beef, chicken, pork, seafood, and dairy are much more of a delicacy rather than a standard part of the human diet. Instead, she says everyone will primarily be plant-based.
It's too far to send food. It costs too much to get things there. And so you have to produce everything there. And you have the raw building blocks. You have sunlight, even though it's weaker. You have water. You'll have an energy source, hopefully, probably, maybe nuclear is one potential, or at least solar. But you don't have a lot else other than the raw chemicals. And so what we're going to have to do is build a food system from the ground up without the help of Earth's ecosystems.
On Mars, a key part of food production would be the planet's soil. Newman points out this matter is actually a bit toxic in its natural form, but can be chemically treated and processed in order to make it habitable for plants.
We would create the building blocks for hydroponic growing. And, you know, we do talk a lot about how there'd just be plants everywhere. Plants would dominate the Martian environment. And to be honest, they're a lot easier to keep alive even than the humans. Like, the only animals probably we're going to be encountering are people, and they're going to be difficult to keep alive, but the plants we can do. And they'll also support an ecosystem of yeast, bacteria, fungus that produce proteins, dairy proteins, animal proteins, but not with live animals. And those technologies are advancing rapidly on Earth. So I think that's really the food system is going to look a lot like plants, fruit, and proteins, and with a little bit of grain and pulse, but it's going to be really hard to do because you need area for that. So probably the thing that's cheapest on Earth, the carbohydrates, is actually going to be one of the trickiest pieces to get on Mars.
You might be wondering, where's the water to grow these crops coming from? Newman says there is water on the Martian planet, but it's not as free-flowing as it is on our home planet.
It exists as ice in craters in the north, and we also feel there's a certain amount of water in the soil itself. And so we're going to have to mine the water, which is kind of what we do on Earth, if you think about it. It's just way easier here. So any water that we bring into the system, it's going to take energy. So you're going to really want to make sure we don't accidentally throw it away somehow. So there'll be constant water processing, but ideally those systems will get very efficient very quickly.
She also points to certain indoor farming facilities on Earth that could one day be replicated on Mars. Newman says that growing crops like corn on Mars would be exceptionally difficult because it takes up so much space.
Some of the Canadian grain regions, they're bigger than European countries. And that means that those products are really cheap, and so we eat a lot of them. And so my go-to comfort meal is sometimes a nice plate of pasta. But on Mars, every inch of territory is going to be incredibly valuable because it's not like we can just grow them outside. We have probably most everything will be grown in tunnels, at least at first. And we'll also perhaps get to the point where we can dome over some small craters and then maybe have something that looks a little more like a conventional farm. But grain is such an intense, like an expansive crop compared to a lot of other things. So we may be growing some lentils and stuff, things that are a little more compact. But yeah, that wheat is going to be probably a special occasion food because, boy, is it ever going to take a lot of effort to recreate what happens very easily on a prairie on Earth.
The future of agriculture is full of innovation and wonder. As scientists push the envelope on exploring deeper into space, this same technology can be applied back home. Who knows what a home-cooked meal on Mars in 2124 will look like? Hopefully, there's some tasty plant-based Martian meat. To find out more about this topic and our guest, Lenore Newman, head to viewpointsradio.org. This segment originally aired in October 2022 and was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our lead producer is Libby Foster, studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. For 8 years, the Chevrolet Discover the Unexpected Fellowship has been powering the futures of students from HBCUs. Together, these amazing fellows drive their legacy with a $10,000 scholarship, hands-on mentorship, and the internship of a lifetime. To learn more, visit nnpa.org/ChevyGTU.
Coming up, from Da Vinci to Disney, people have been writing lists throughout history. Learn more when Viewpoints returns.
Whoa, it's you, the Capital One Bank guy.
That's what they call me.
Mind if I get a selfie?
Yeah, sure thing. Say no fees or minimums on your Capital One checking account.
Wow, that's a keeper. So, where are you heading?
I'm off to spread the good news that Capital One helps people keep more money in their wallet with no overdraft fees.
Oh, you're the best Capital One Bank guy.
Hey, mind if I get a selfie?
Sure.
Say, Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
You can do it all by yourself, baby girl. What's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker.
And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes, and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year, I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Everyone makes lists. The idea of writing things down so we don't forget, or so that we can check them off when they're done, or to simply stare us in the face until we finally do them, is a practice that goes back to ancient times. That's what Sean Usher found out. Usher is the author of the book Letters of Note, a volume that looks at the written correspondence of many of the high and mighty, as well as people you've never heard of. In that book, Usher was trying to show us the importance of private correspondence, of how it could bring the broad themes and events of history down to a personal level, and how letters could give us insight into people we thought we knew. In the process of writing that book, Usher says he came upon another artifact that is also important and revealing.
And I was looking through all these archives and museum collections and dusty old books looking for these letters. And I kept finding lists written by the same people, even more so than letters. It seems that everyone, even to this day, letter writing's on the wane, as to be expected with the rise of the internet. But people still write lists, and people are just as infatuated with lists as they ever were, if not more so, because we seem to be busier and busier. And lists make all the chaos kind of manageable. You know, if you can break something down into a list, it's far easier to digest. It takes less time. So the busier we get, the more we seem to make lists and enjoy them.
Usher started collecting these lists, and they eventually became his book, Lists of Note, an eclectic collection deserving a wider audience. During his research on letters and lists, he says he noticed one basic and important difference between the two.
Letters are meant to be read by at least one other person. With lists, often they're meant to be very, very private, so they show you an even more intimate side to someone. And just being able to see, you know, someone's preferences, the way they've made a list, you know, the way they've numbered it or dotted it, it's just, there's so much to learn. And it just infatuated me just as much as letters.
Usher has lists from ancient Egypt to medieval times to the 19th century to today. Many of them are lists from popular culture, such as Walt Disney's list of potential names for the 7 dwarfs.
Obviously, it's taken from the Brothers Grimm tale, but the Brothers Grimm didn't name the dwarfs, so it came down to Disney to name them, and they came up with a list of 50 dwarfs, some of which are hilarious, but it's only because we're now so used to the dwarfs that were chosen, I suppose, that the other ones that weren't chosen seem so alien to us. But it's names like Big O Ego, Biggy Wiggy, Blabby, Crabby, Puffy, Nerdsy, Wistful, some incredible names, but we're now kind of lumbered with the ones that were chosen. But they do seem really alien. I love lists that show you an alternative universe, you know, what could have been.
One of those lists is from the film Gone with the Wind, and it deals with that famous line Rhett Butler utters at the end of the movie.
There's another list about what is now the most famous line in movie history, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. And at the time, this was obviously decades ago, the MPAA, the censors, deemed that the word damn was too offensive. So the producers of the film had to come up with a list of alternatives to the line, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. And some of them are terrible. Thank God that the MPAA relented in the end and let damn be used. There's lines like, frankly, my dear, I don't care. Frankly, my dear, it leaves me cold. But when you get to the bottom, it's things like, frankly, my dear, I've withdrawn from the battle. Frankly, my dear, the whole thing is a stench in my nostrils. Frankly, my dear, it makes my gorge rise. Can you imagine if any of these have been chosen?
Authors are big list makers.
In the book, Usher has a couple of lists by Charles Dickens that show his sense of humor and creativity.
He moved into his new house, Gavistock, and he had a load of empty shelf space. I mean, he must have had a lot of shelves if he had empty shelf space. And he decided to fill that space with fake books. So he made up all these fake book names and wrote to a bookbinder and said, could you make up these fake book covers? And I'm going to have them on my bookshelf. Some of them are really, really quite funny. There's things like Captain Parry's Virtues of Cold Tar, Jonah's Account of the Whale, Orson's Art of Etiquette, Growler's Theology with Appendix, 4 volumes, King Henry VIII's Evidences of Christianity, 5 volumes, Morrison's Pills Progress, 2 volumes. It's fantastic.
Lists are universal, and even ancient populations made them for everyday things. From around 1250 BC, there's a listing of excuses that Egyptian laborers gave for not showing up to work, including wrapping the corpse of his mother, the scorpion bit him, and brewing beer. Later in history, we see some very famous people that you wouldn't think would bother with the day-to-day triviality of making up lists.
Leonardo da Vinci, this was a shopping list he wrote. It's a very short shopping list, and he wrote it and accompanied it with illustrations of all the food, so that, you know, there's a picture of a piece of bread, for example. But it's thought that his assistant, who did the shopping for him, was illiterate and couldn't read, so Leonardo would draw a little picture so he could understand it. But it's just an incredible thing to see something so everyday attributed to someone who we think, quite rightly, see as someone so clever and important. There's also Galileo. He wrote a shopping list once, and it was all the parts with which he made his groundbreaking telescope to make the lenses, things like ball bearings. And he went shopping and bought all these parts and then changed the world by making this functioning telescope.
Some of the lists are very sad, such as the one Civil War nurse Clara Barton drew up of missing men.
So Clara Barton, who started the Red Cross in the US, but before she did that, she was searching for loved ones, soldiers who died in the war or who'd gone missing in the war. And every week in the newspapers in the US, there was this enormous list of missing persons printed in all the papers, and it was absolutely enormous. So I've kind of reprinted just one double page of this amazing list, and it's just these names of people, many of which were never found. It's just looking at it, so vast. It says roll of missing men at the top, and there's a little letter from Clara Barton. Really quite tragic, and it's sad to think that the majority of these were probably never reunited with their families.
Making up lists of 10 commandments seems to be popular, and Usher said he could fill another book of just those kinds of lists. One notorious fraudster, Victor Lustig, composed a list of 10 things the aspiring con man needed to master to be a success.
The interesting thing is a lot of these rules could be kind of used by other people, you know, not just con men. Be a patient listener. It is this, not fast talking, that gets a con man his coups. Never look bored. Wait for the other person to reveal any political opinions, then agree with them. Let the other person reveal religious views, then have the same ones. Hint at sex talk, but don't follow it up unless the other fellow shows a strong interest. Never discuss illness unless some special concern is shown. Never pry into a person's personal circumstances. They'll tell you all eventually. Never boast. Just let your importance be quietly obvious. Never be untidy. Never get drunk. They make perfect sense. They're all great rules for a con man, but they could also be applied elsewhere.
If lists are universal, then Usher should have a few of his own. None appear in the book, and he says there's a good reason for that.
My lists at the minute, well, because I'm always writing, researching books and trying to find lists and letters, I've got lists of lists. I've got spreadsheets. I can't live without spreadsheets. I've got spreadsheets in which other spreadsheets are detailed. I'm drowning in spreadsheets. My wife, she can't get up in the morning without making a list. You know, she functions purely via lists. But mine, I would never make a book. They're very boring, but they're very functional.
You can read the fascinating lists of famous, notorious, and lesser-known figures from history in Sean Usher's 2014 book, Lists of Note. To learn more about all of our guests, head to viewpointsradio.org. This segment originally aired in October 2018 and was written by Evan Rook and Pat Reuter. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. This segment is brought to you by Capital One. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One, N.A., member FDIC.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay's where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. The departure from organized religion continues to grow across the U.S. In a large-scale survey last year, more than a quarter of respondents identified as having no religion preference. This number is a big shift from the high levels of participation seen 20 years ago. In 1999, 70% of respondents in a nationwide survey conducted by Gallup said they considered themselves to be religious and belonged to a church, synagogue, or mosque. In particular, Catholics and non-evangelical Protestants have lost the most followers over the last 10 years, according to the recent survey by the nonprofit organization Public Religion Research Institute. And this decline will likely continue for years, as both groups are expected to keep losing more members than they bring in. So what's leading to this mass breakup with religion? The number one reason people gave is that they stopped believing in the religion's teachings and beliefs. Another big driver was how their faith negatively viewed and treated LGBTQ plus communities. This was an especially big sticking point for younger respondents. While this decline is most striking here in the States, other countries have also seen a similar trend. South Korea, Iceland, Chile, and Singapore have all reported rising numbers of citizens identifying as non-religious. Jumping back to the U.S., the outlook for religion isn't entirely grim. Among some groups, like Jewish Americans, Black Protestants, and white evangelical Protestants, polls show higher retention rates and followers who are genuinely happy with their faith. But as society shifts, who knows what the religious landscape will look like even a decade from now? That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine American culture, what's new and old in entertainment. In the build-up to Halloween, many of us get in the spooky mood by watching horror movies like Nightmare on Elm Street or, naturally, Halloween. Before Christmas, seasonal cheer leads people to dig out their old copies of It's a Wonderful Life or Elf, but there aren't many Thanksgiving movies. Of course, you can watch a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, but that's only 30 minutes long. So what can be done to fill the void? Let me propose that you give the movie Stuck in Love a try. Before I get too deep in this, fair warning, the movie is sitting at a 58% on Rotten Tomatoes. But don't let a formula tell you how to spend your holiday season. The movie was directed by Josh Boone, who went on to direct The Fault in Our Stars and is currently making an X-Men movie, The New Mutants. So clearly there was something studios saw in the guy, even if critics didn't click with his debut. Stuck in Love is a melodrama slash rom-com that follows a family over the course of a year, beginning and ending on Thanksgiving. It features young love, family strife, and several winning performances by Greg Kinnear, Jennifer Connelly, Nat Wolff, Logan Lerman, and Kristen Bell. It's in the same vein as Parenthood or This Is Us, and while it is dramatic, it culminates in a finale that celebrates the enduring love of a family despite their many differences. It's not horrifying like a Halloween movie, or bright and cheerful like a Christmas movie. It's dramatic and emotional, which seems perfect for the Thanksgiving holiday. Stuck in Love is available to rent on Amazon Prime or in the Google Play Store. I'm Evan Rook.
Our new KFC three-piece original recipe tenders, fries, and comeback sauce are just $5. A deal so tasty, our competitors might consider switching sides.
So no one will recognize me if I say how much I love your 11 herbs and spices.
Nope, I added a filter to your voice.
Sounds like it's only on your voice.
No, it's on your voice. Wait.
Let the chicken tender battles begin. Try the new three-piece original recipe tenders, fries, and comeback sauce for $5. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes, and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year, I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
This is Dave with your weekly fishing report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua. Moving into mid-November and still such mild temperatures, the daytime highs in 50s degrees some days and low to upper 30s and 40s other days, continuing to make lake surface temperatures fluctuate. Have reports of lakes as low as 44 degrees with the larger lakes still at around 50 degrees. Fishing pressure is very light with most people targeting muskie, though a few taking advantage of the mild weekend to pursue perch and walleye. The muskie is good, suckers are accounting for most of the catches, holding rigging suckers in 14 to 24 feet of water while casting gliders and twitch baits working slowly up across the weed edges. Fish will become more sluggish as water temps cool, making the slow-moving lures and suckers more appealing. Bites can start getting softer and softer as the waters chill. Yellow perch is good. Surprisingly, we got reports on this, but a good one is anglers working weeds of 12 to 14 feet, finding nice numbers on crappie minnows. No jumbos, but lots of good eaters at 9 to 10 inches. Northern pike is good. Liking the cool water, pike providing some fun late-season open water action. Target remaining green weeds of 8 to 14 feet. Chubs or suckers on a jig is best. Like their bigger musky cousins, pike bite surprisingly light, hence the live bait preference. With high cold winds from the north mixing things up, water temps will most likely slide down. Lows the rest of the week in the 30s with highs in the 40s will continue. As side note, rarely mentioned, whitefish on Trout Lake have been biting as they stage in 30 to 40 feet off potential spawning flats. Swedish pimples tipped with waxworms or minnow heads or gulp is best. This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua, and as always, fish on, anglers.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Finding the perfect gifts for everyone on your list takes time, and the holidays can get a little busy. So let Macy's help you get a jump on your shopping with our Black Friday sale happening right now. It's your chance to find the best deals on the best gifts before the holiday rush, like cozy puffers and coats and more of the season's best styles. So get your gifts at Macy's now, and when you're cool, calm, and collected during holiday crunch time, you'll have yourself and Macy's to thank. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Across the area today, expect quite a bit of sunshine as any remaining cloud cover moves out. Breezy west winds, highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, look for clear skies. Lows will drop back to the upper 20s to lower 30s. Rain chances coming our way Monday.
It's 42 at our studios.
98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Sing it. Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Well, somebody told us Wall Street fell, but we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt are gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with a TVA. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it.
Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth.
Looks so-
and shovel to it. He stuck some crosses and some painted goalposts through it. You know you came from it. And someday you'll return to this L-shaped red rose clay.
Country.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me all night? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? Are you gonna kiss me or not? So we planned it all out for the middle of June, from the wedding cake to the honeymoon. And your mama cried when you walked down the aisle. When the preacher man said, say I do, I did, you did too. Then I lifted that veil, saw your pretty smile, and I said, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got, it ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby, I love you.
the radio. Back in 94, you know, put the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Sounds like the radio. All people call me a walking, talking jukebox. I keep the hits spinning nonstop. Something about a steel guitar moaning the blues makes me want to throw back a case or two. They say honky tonk heroes go to heaven and roll. Maybe that's why everybody wants to go. Cause it sounds like the radio. Back in 94, you know, hook the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole.
When I first saw you, I saw love. And the first time you touched me, I felt love. And after all this time, you're still the one I love.
Made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Still, you're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss. Just look at us holding on. We're
we're still together, still going strong.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it. I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Tell them all I'm on vacation. Say I went to visit friends.
heard her sing for me in quite a while. When they ask you where I've been, I tell them I'm out on the west coast where it don't ever rain, and that I'm probably doing fine. Just don't tell them I've gone crazy, that I'm still strung out over you. Tell them anything you want to, just don't tell them all the truth. Yeah, don't tell them all. Tell them all I'm out in Vegas, blowing every dollar I've made. Tell them that I must be into something bad for me, 'cause I sure love.